Chapter 31. I worked frantically for the next 4 hours. Most of that time was spent copying as much data as possible from the Sixer database to my stolen flash drive. Once that task was completed, I submitted an executive oologist supply requisition order. This was an online form that Sixer commanders used to request weapons or equipment inside the Oasis. I selected a very specific item, then scheduled its delivery for noon 2 days from now. When I finally finished, it was 6:30 in the morning. The next tech support shift change was now only 90 minutes away, and my HAB unit neighbors would start waking up soon. I was out of time. I pulled up my indenturement profile, accessed my debt statement, and zeroed out my outstanding balance, money I'd never actually borrowed to begin with. Then, I selected the Indentured Servant Observation and Communications Tag Control Settings submenu, which operated both my ear gear and security anklet. Finally, I did something I'd been dying to do for the past week. I disabled the locking mechanisms on both devices. I felt a sharp pain as the ear gear clamps retracted and pulled free of the cartilage on my left ear. The device bounced off my shoulder and landed in my lap. In the same instant, the shackle on my right ankle clicked open and fell off, revealing a band of abraded red skin. I'd now passed the point of no return. IOI security techs weren't the only ones who had access to my ear gear's vid feed. The Indentured Servant Protection Agency also used it to monitor and record my daily activities to ensure that my human rights were being observed. Now that I'd removed the device, there would be no digital record of what happened to me from this moment forward. If IOI security caught me before I made it out of the building carrying a stolen flash drive filled with highly incriminating company data, I was dead. The Sixers could torture and kill me, and no one would ever know.